Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. I am Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm always glad to have you with me. As you know, the Zero Limit Life podcast is dedicated to helping you develop the mindset and skills for a happy, healthy, successful, and fulfilled life. So if that is your goal, then make sure you subscribe to this podcast. All right, today we'll be having a discussion on when and how to quit. Yes, you heard me right. When and how to quit. Yes, quit. You know, there is a time to start. There is a time to press on, to push in, and sometimes there is a time to quit. Being wise is actually knowing when to quit. Now, I perfectly understand if you have an issue with the word quit. I used to as well. I mean, you also probably grew up with a mentality that said, winners never quit and quitters never win, you know. You probably grew up with that mindset. So somewhere in your subconscious, you associate quitting with being a loser. But I want to tell you today that that is not necessarily the proper interpretation of that quote. Winners never quit and quitters never win. First, who is a quitter? A quitter is someone who quits or who gives up because they hit a wall or when things become difficult. A quitter is someone who just gives up because something is hard or something is challenging, or sometimes just because they think it may become hard. That is who a quitter is. So the fact that you quit something doesn't make you a quitter. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but let me say this again. Sometimes it's okay to quit. Quitting doesn't make you a loser. Quitting doesn't make you a loser. It's okay to quit if you need to. It's okay to quit that relationship. It's okay to quit that job. It's okay to quit that business or even that community. If you find that you're involved in something that is taking you nowhere, is giving you no fulfillment, it's okay to quit. As a matter of fact, quitting can actually be a sign of high emotional intelligence and mental intelligence, because it takes someone who is smart to know that this is the best time to quit. You must know when to let go of a person. You must know when to let go of a relationship or a job or a business. Don't die in a toxic environment or remain in a situation that is damaging to you because you don't want to be seen as a quitter. Too many people are staying in situations that they should quit, and they end up damaging their lives, their self-esteem, their mental health, their reputation, you know, and at the end of the day, they gain nothing. So let's start by establishing the following. One, quitting doesn't make you a quitter. Two, it is okay to quit. And three, sometimes quitting can be the most intelligent choice. Now, let me share with you another interesting fact that I discovered. Highly successful people actually quit more often and faster than others. That's very interesting, isn't it? I guess this is because most of them have developed the ability to be decisive when it comes to the issues of their lives. Come to think of it, a lot of people over the decision to quit or not quit for months, and in some cases for years. Should I quit? Should I not quit? Should I leave? Should I stay? Some remain indecisive until the situation, maybe the job itself, or the, you know, intolerable partner, or the failing business dies on them or quits on them. They can't make up their mind, or they can't make the decision to quit until the other party or to the other person or to the situation itself decides to quit on them. Most successful people have come to understand themselves and are so in tune with their goals and inner values that they know what works or will work for them and what isn't working. Now, without a doubt, quitting is hard. I mean, it takes a lot of courage and guts to quit. It takes a whole new level of courage to admit to yourself that you made the wrong choice. The wrong choice of a partner, the wrong choice of a place to live, of a job to take, the wrong choice of a business to invest in. It's not an easy thing to do. So I do understand when some people would rather stick with it than admit to themselves that they have made a wrong turn. However, you must remind yourself that if you keep going in the opposite direction of your destination, you will never get there. No matter how long and how far you have gone down the wrong path, continuing on it will make it better. You need to turn around now. Because the further you go, the more difficult or longer your journey back will be. Your will and drive to achieve your desired end must be greater than your ego. Now, quitting isn't always about leaving something that is bad. I mean, more often than not, it is, but it isn't always about leaving something that is bad. Quitting is also about what is right or wrong. Quitting is about choosing the best course in life. It is about being intentional with your choices, being decisive about the way to go. It's about your values. Your own decision may be about health, may be about mental health or physical health. It may be about your peace of mind. It may be about timing. It may be about finances. So you must understand that it's not just about leaving things that are bad. Sometimes you also need to leave things that are good, but they are not the best for you. So when should you quit? Successful people won't be successful if they quitted at the slightest challenge. Challenge is part of the game. But what is not part of the game is suffering. So I'm not saying you should quit anything because it's hard or challenging. No, that is part of the process. It's part of the journey to success. It's part of building anything great. What is not part of the game is suffering. You might quit a great job not because there's something wrong with the job, but because it's not right for you. You may quit a relationship with a very nice person because that person is not for you. But you should definitely quit something that is wrong, something that is not working, or something that is causing you misery. When should you quit? When should you quit? You should quit a job that is damaging your mental health, your self-esteem, or your physical health. When should you quit? You should quit a business that is not working. I mean, you have done all you know to do. You have made adjustments, you have adjusted your sales, you have adjusted so many things. You have tried different methods and it's not working. You should quit that business if it's not working. You should quit a relationship that is causing you misery, making you cry and doubt yourself. You should quit something that is toxic. These decisions you should make, having done all you can to make it work. So, put in your best. Engage the process to the best of your ability. But if you see no light at the end of the tunnel, then don't just tag along or drag it along. I'm not saying quit without trying. Far from it. I'm saying quit decisively. Ask yourself, this thing that I'm doing, am I choosing to do it? Or do I want to do something else? Don't stay somewhere complaining, murmuring. You know, I remember many years ago, I was complaining about my place of work. And I was talking to a friend and I was complaining. And he said, look, please, 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 don't complain to me. You know, don't complain about your place of work. You chose to work there. You don't have to work there. You're not an Iroko tree. You're not planted there. You are choosing to work there every day. If you don't like the place, leave it and you know, get another job. Initially, I was hurt because I wanted more empathy. But I realized that it's the truth. I should go rather than stay there and complain. So you are the only one that knows if you should quit something. Actually, nobody can tell you. Well, except it's really bad and we can all see it. But my goal today is to encourage you and show you the indices so that you can decide if you need to quit, what to quit, and help you gain the understanding that quitting doesn't make you a loser. Now, let's talk about how to quit. We've spent a long time on this. Let's talk about how to quit. Now, having decided to quit, whether it's a business or a relationship, you must understand how to quit. And there are two ways to quit. One, outright quitting. Sometimes you have to go cold turkey and simply walk away. I mean, sometimes you need to quit immediately when your life is in danger, when, you know, a relationship or a job is a threat to your physical life, when you're a victim of physical or domestic abuse. You simply need to walk away or even run away. Don't wait till you die or become part of our statistics. Don't persevere or have patience when your life is at risk. Same for your health, same for your sanity. Don't risk your sanity for anything. Nothing is worth you losing your mind. So when it comes to such situations, you may need to quit outrightly. But there's also a second way to quit, and that is to plan an exit. You must remain focused on your goal. You must say to yourself, I want to exit this position, I want to exit this thing over this period of time. And then take time to plan your exit and execute the plan. I remember a young lady approached me a few years ago, and she wasn't satisfied with her job. She's a geologist, but she was working as an administrative assistant. And she told me she wanted to quit. And I said, okay, that's fine. But why do you want to quit today? You know, why are you not planning the process of quitting your job as an admin assistant? And she said, oh, because the reason I'm not getting a new job as a geologist is because I'm working here. And I said, okay, so you've been missing interviews, you know, you've not been available to write tests. And she said, no. And I said, so how is your current job stopping you from getting your new job? Then I guided her on how to become active on LinkedIn, update her profile, join job search boards and things like that. And she actually did that, committed to taking a time to searching for a job. And before you knew it, she was invited to several interviews and she got her job. It took her about 6 or 7 months. Now, if she had resigned and she didn't have a work for 7 months, I can bet you she would have been stressed out and frustrated. So you may not need to jump out if there's no, you know, urgency in your process. You can't take time to plan your finances or plan your transition, but quit at the end of this plan. You must. My task for you this week is for you to evaluate your current life choices and decisions, your business, your jobs, your friends, your relationship, and make sure it is right for you. Whether it is hard or challenging or not, make sure it is the right thing for you. Make sure you are on the right course. Choose to be there. You know, make the choice again to say, I am choosing to be here. I'm choosing to be on this job. I am choosing to run this business. Choose to be there. And if you are there, give it your all and give it your best. But if you are suffering, if you are miserable, and if you think that's not where you should be, then you should begin to consider plan to quit. Remember that you should never keep going down a wrong road just because you're on it. The further you go, the harder the long journey back. If the road you're on seems not to lead to the end point that you desire, then stop and recheck before you move further. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have found this as interesting as I have found it bringing it to you. Till next time, take care of yourself. Remember to share this with family and friends. And remember to subscribe. God bless you. Bye. Bye.